G'day, I'm Kate Watson. James Roberts is General Manager of Group Fraud Management Services at Commonwealth Bank. What that means is he oversees CommBank's prevention, detection and response to fraud. A big part of that, James, is scams. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
When it comes to people falling victim to scams, we might think about emails requesting donations, overseas royalties often come to mind, maybe fake debt collection calls. Is that what we're talking about here?
Yeah, that's part of the story, Kate. Things have changed. We used to be inundated by emails from princes and princesses, badly written grammar, badly spelt. Nowadays, the scammers, they're sophisticated. They're using technology, use remote access scams against us, investment scams against us. So really, they have advanced.
The bank, I think I should mention, will never ask a customer for their PIN, password or NetBank SMS code via telephone or email. That's one thing to keep in mind. However, 92% of Australians have already been exposed to scams. This is data that CBA has collected. In 2021, you prevented more than 100 million in scams targeted at your customers. It's not a small amount of change that we're talking about.
No, it's not. And sadly, when you step back and you look at it from an Australia level, the ACCC recently published that scams have exceeded 2 billion in a single year. So it's pretty horrific.
A lot of people listening to this, James, would be in the 25 to 35 age bracket. They would potentially think they're quite savvy when it comes to this stuff. Is that the case? Is scamming happening primarily to an older age group, or is this across the board?
So different scams, different age groups. So younger age groups might be more affected by some of the investment scams and card-related scams, whereas some of the older cohorts might be more subject to remote access scams and relationship scams.
Okay, so it's not just a problem for your mum and dad or your grandma, or this is a problem that everyone needs to pay attention to.
Definitely, definitely.
What's interesting, James, is the way you're able to detect potential scams through artificial intelligence, the use of artificial intelligence or AI. You're going to have to explain this one simply.
I'll try my best, Kate.
Come on, you can do it.
So recently, the Commonwealth Bank's deployed a new form of behavioral security technology on our internet banking platform. What that does is it builds up a profile of the devices that you normally use to bank and how you use those devices. Builds up a profile of normal, and then when we see a deviation from it in real time, it allows us to block payments, to reach out to you directly and check that you are safe and secure.
So I guess the bank is really heavily investing in this, and not just Commonwealth Bank. I mean, a lot of financial institutions are. That should give people some feeling of certainty that you are looking out for them.
We all need to uplift the way we respond to scams. Banks need to improve. Telcos need to improve. Digital platform providers need to improve. And customers as well, we've got to be more skeptical of what we see out there. And only if we all work together can we overcome this problem.
Absolutely. James, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kate. Much appreciated.
This interview is brought to you by CommBank.